Human Rights Officer at the Genoa International Center for Justice. I'd like to first thank the committee for the work it's done to combat the global problem of enforced disappearances, and in particular the work it has done in Iraq, notably through its visit in November 2022, as well as the report it released in April of last year to accompany that visit. We want to bring some recent alarming trends in Iraq, which has demonstrated a policy of non-compliance with international recommendations and international human rights institutions. So recently, the Iraqi parliament is thinking of introducing a freedom of speech and peaceful assembly law, which would restrict rather than protect those rights, which are already enshrined in the Iraqi constitution. While this committee has been in session, the Iraqi Bar Association has been suing lawyers for speaking out against that law and other oppressive tactics of the government to prevent people from speaking out against the problem of enforced disappearances and the involvement of the government, which it repeatedly denies in that problem. We also see the Ministry of Higher Education banning university professors from speaking out against those laws. And all of this coincides with the government's insistence on ending the mandates of UNITAD and UNAMI. So we know that the Iraqi authorities hold the responsibility to provide information on the whereabouts of the forcibly disappeared, to support their families, and to provide restitution where possible, but it is denying its responsibility. It is failing to do so. And so we want to know from this committee what can be done to pressure the Iraqi government into creating policies that are more favorable towards addressing this issue, and what can be done to set a next date for another review of the country given the alarming recent trends. Thanks so much for your work.
Merci, monsieur. Madame. Et puis ensuite...